This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, as we broadcast live during the next hour on this prophetic Thursday. Well, it's going to be a wonderful day, and so delighted to be your host here for this prophetic Thursday here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Celebrating 50 years in the ministry, we are around the clock, around the globe, keeping the fire burning on the altar. We are a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. So let's pray, America. Each day we are keeping the watch of the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people should keep the watch of the Lord." We're watching and praying, just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. Well, here we go.
Songs in the silence, I see the joy of the dancers and all the healing they bring. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. Call on the name of the Lord, for He is the one who can save. He is the giver of life to the world. We'll hunger and thirst for Your word, for here we will meet You, Lord. The voice of the living God, Jesus Christ.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on Prophetic Thursday as we pray. And I have some words, some prophetic words to give today. I know exactly what I'm going to say, but the Holy Spirit is going to help me today. I'm so delighted to have you listening. Father, we just pray the will of God be done here on BPN Radio on this Thursday in February. We just pray the will of God be done. We come into your presence, boldly come into your presence today by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father and we are your sons and daughters. And we come to hear your voice today. And we set ourselves in agreement that you're going to speak to us. You're going to speak to people whose names I call, and you're going to speak to people whose names I don't call, because I know that there is no limits today. And so we just pray the will of God be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. And I've just been overwhelmed by so many requests for a word from the Lord. And I'm gonna do this every week. I'm not sure. Well, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start doing it on Tuesdays from 10 till noon. Tuesdays 10 till noon, and I'm going to give people an opportunity to also call in. I'll have a number for you to call starting next week, and you can put your name on Facebook. I've got a backlog of people to pray for. And there's people that's been saying, what about the words that you gave last week? Because all last week was a prophetic session. It was all prophetic last week. And here's what you do if you want to. We have all of our prophetic sessions on breakoutradiochurch.com. That's breakoutradiochurch.com. And I'm there right now. So if you go to breakoutradiochurch.com, we have all the prophetic words for last week on the left side of the page. If you just look at prophetic sessions, February 13 through 17, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you go back and listen, and all of the prophetic words I gave last week will be right there. On the post, and so you can go in there. They're all archived, and just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and all of the words are archived. Look at where it says prophetic sessions, February 13th through 17th. Also, I've myself and some of my prophetic sons have given prophetic words for the entire year there, as I've done for many years. And those prophetic words, all the way from 2013 to 2017, excuse me, are recorded. All right. Well, we're gonna get to it here in just a moment, and I'm gonna begin to minister over people. I've been so amazed at all of the wonderful testimonies I have received, and even some have sent me testimonies on my voicemail. And other ways. And so the young lady that plays music, background music, here on BPN Radio, Courtney Vandiver Piera, is she sent me a little message I like to play. And she's a wonderful person. Her and her husband, Sabata, have been friends of ours for a long time. She's played a prophetic instrument in my service on many occasions. So I just asked her if I could play this voicemail. I think you might like to listen to it. It might be encouraging. So here's Courtney.
Hi, Dale. It's Courtney calling from Houston. I just wanted to say thank you so very much for the word that you gave to Sabata and to me. It really ministered and gives us so much hope for the future. And it was kind of cool because I had no idea so many people were going to get words. So I listened, I don't even know, to how many hours of you prophesying. And that alone, you know, just hearing God's heart for people and hearing you have such a beautiful voice. Just hearing that, too, it was so relaxing to me. And I realized, unbeknownst to both of us, but I guess Sabata also kept your voice playing on all day at Houston Car Auto. So you are such a blessing, and so is your wonderful wife, Jean, and we just love you guys so much, and we're excited for all the things that God is doing in your life too. But just calling from Houston, sending you big, big love and much thanks and gratitude. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Courtney. That was encouraging. And I'm so thankful to be able to speak into people's lives, and I'm going to be giving prophetic words today because I've learned serving as a prophetic voice in America since 1985, that one word from God can change people's lives forever. And I've ministered over thousands of people in the last 30 plus years, knowing all of the testimonies and things that that God is doing. I'm holding in my hand even now a card from a couple that I prophesied 20 years ago concerning children's ministry. And they have, that's what they're doing, full-time, serving full-time as children's ministries. And they talked about how I gave that word over 20 years ago. So that's what it's all about. So I'm here today to pray for you, minister to you, and I just know that God is at work in your life. And I just sense as I was praying today, that that God is doing something special. There are people that may not even receive a word individually, but you're receiving a word even as I talk right now and speak by the Holy Ghost, because I believe that some of you are in a transition, and you're trying to figure out, how in the world am I going to make this transition? But let me just share this with you. I believe that seasons are changing. Next Monday, I'm going to have on as my special guest Richard Roberts. And Richard Roberts is the former president of Oral Roberts University, the son of evangelist Oral Roberts, of course, who's gone to be with the Lord. But we're going to talk about changing of seasons in our lives. And there's so many people that they had this great desire to do something significant for God. Somebody said, I want to be great for God. And I believe you can be great for God, but the highest level is significance. I want to make my life significant. And significance, you know, success is what you do, but significance is who you are. I'm going to say that again. Success is what you do, but significance is who you are. And you cannot get your self-worth from a certain position in life, a certain salary in life, a certain home in life, a certain car that you drive in life. Your significance comes with your passion. Somebody said, have you stayed in the ministry for 50 years? It's passion. I heard from God. God spoke to me what to do. Put a microphone in my hand, and I began to preach the gospel. But it all really started when I was in the eighth grade, because my English teacher, Mrs. Bicknell, there in Comanche, Oklahoma, that little town of less than 2,000 people, said to me, Dale, you need to be a radio announcer. I knew it was a word. I did not know much about prophecy in those days, but I knew it was for me, and I knew at that moment, at that very moment, in that eighth grade English to English class, that Mrs. Bicknell had spoken into my life. And from that moment forward, I wanted to have a microphone in my hand. I wanted to speak behind a microphone. And, you know, the devil will always come to try to stop you, what your passion is. When I was in the sixth grade, I thought, I'm a public speaker. So I entered the 4-H speech contest in Stevens County, Oklahoma. And I practiced on my speech. And I could hardly wait until the day arrived when I could win that blue ribbon by giving my speech at the 4-H speech contest in Stevens County. And I got up and I started my speech. And I was doing well until a little boy about the third or fourth row began to make faces at me and mock me and my facial movements. And I looked at him and I got distracted. I forgot my speech. I sat down on the front row in humility with these words going through my mind: I will never, ever speak publicly again. You know, the devil could have stopped me in the sixth grade. I mean, he'll try to stop you anywhere. The devil tried to stop Courtney, that I just played her message, and she's playing background music for me now with her cello. But the devil tried to stop her at 12 years old with an injury. The doctor said, you're not going to play the cello again. So I'm telling you, there's going to be obstacles in your life. There will be opposition to your mission, and there will appear to be no way that you can do the will, plan, and purpose of God. And so many times we make the will of God so difficult. God is not, I'm going to say this real boldly today, God is not complicated. Even if you're listening to a rebroadcast throughout this Thursday, I want to say again, you're going to feel this anointing come through the airways. God is not complicated. And his will is not complicated. So many people try to make it so complicated. And if you don't have a word from God, what is in your heart? The prophet Nathan said to David, do what is in your heart, for God is with you. And so I did have this word from Mrs. Bicknell, but I knew that I was going to be a radio announcer, and I would practice all the time being a sportscaster. I would take a basketball and bounce it against the house, and I would call plays, and I would pretend I was a professional basketball player, and I would call those plays step by step. And I would take a spoon in my hand and take the newspaper, and I would begin to read the newspaper, and I would begin to read those words, even that I could not pronounce effectively. I would read the newspaper. Then I got an opportunity when I was about 16 years old to do a Saturday night broadcast at a radio station about 9 miles from where I lived, a little 250-watt, and I enjoyed that. They did not pay me. In fact, they finally fired me because they did not believe that I was doing an efficient job. I could have stopped then, but no, I knew. I went off to radio school in Dallas, Texas, graduated from Elkins Institute of Radio Electronics, and I just continued my education, but I kept going. And then when God called me to preach, I thought, oh boy, I'm going to have to give up radio because I loved it. And so I left the radio station. And I took a microphone, I began to preach the gospel. But later on, I still had this passion for radio. And I would go to the radio station every Sunday night and do a live broadcast, kind of like I'm doing right now. I have different guests, take phone calls, like I'll do next week. And, well, I loved it. And so I've had this this passion in my heart. And then, of course, I began to travel. Gene and I in 1985. And then 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, God put it in my heart to start an internet radio station. And back in radio I came. And then last year, the Holy Spirit just spoke to Gene and I to suspend our travels, even though that is where most of our income was being derived from. He spoke to us to suspend our travels and begin to devote ourselves to going live here on BPN Radio, reaching out to people. And then when this year came, instead of continuing my travels, I am doing some travels, not many. I realized I've got to let go of one thing to embrace another thing. So that is a word for somebody. You've got to let go of one thing to embrace another thing, and that can be very, very risky. I'm telling you, following the Lord can be very, very risky. Of course, you need counsel from those that you are in under their spiritual covering. But one word from God can change your life. And so it was risky. So we have let go of most of our travels, but I'm being able to speak to people all across America and nations of the world. Father, I pray right now that you will speak to people. May they discover their passion. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If I give you a word today, and I've got a lot of different names here that I'm going to pray over. Won't get to all of them today, but I'm going to do at least one. I'm going to do at least one day a week, maybe more. But I'm going to designate next Tuesday. I'll start. We'll do a 10 to 12, and I'll pray for people. I'll give prophetic words corporately and individually. And if you receive a prophetic word, you know, there's no prophetic word that is of a private interpretation. And so, you know, you cannot say, well, I got this word, and here's the way I interpret it. No, you need to, in the mouth, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses. And so what you need to do, what you need to do in the mouth of two or three witnesses, those people that you're under their authority, under their spiritual covering, you need to get confirmation. Need to get confirmation. Need to get confirmation from your companion or those that you work with. And remember, if you receive a prophetic word, it's only a partial word. 1 Corinthians 13, we know in part, prophesy in part. And if you receive a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing now, a future word, a confirming word, something you've already heard, or a brand new word. New things do I declare. The Lord spoke to the prophet before they sprang forth. I tell you of them. So it may be something you've never heard before, and that could take real faith. I mean, that could take amazing faith for you to do that. So it takes faith for me to give a word, takes faith for you to receive a word, but boy, one word from God is amazing. And when you get a word, you need to write it down. Always, always write it down. And then, even if it's a word for somebody else, you're to write it down. And Samuel said, the Bible says that Samuel did not let a word fall to the ground. Write down every word. And of course, you need to bear witness to the word. If you don't bear witness to the word, you don't have to receive the word. But you cannot bear witness with your mind, because I've said many, many times that your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive the things of God. You have to receive it with your spirit, not with your mind, will, and emotions. You receive it with your spirit. If your spirit bears witness, you take ownership of that, and God will allow those things to come to pass sooner or later, but he'll make everything beautiful in his time. I'm going to prophesy over people, but I just want to share this one story. I had a call from a friend of mine one day, and he said, Dale, I have a man who is in business, and he is in the banking business. And I told him that you gave me a prophetic word. And he said, what is a prophetic word? He said, I tried to explain it to him, but he couldn't get it. And he said, Dale, can he give you, can I give you his phone number? Would that be possible? And I said to him, Tim, okay, give him my phone number, and maybe he can call me sometime. Well, within about 120 seconds, my phone was ringing, and it was this banker, this businessman on the other line. And he said, my friend Tim told me about prophetic words, and can you explain to me? So I said, I can. I began to share prophetic words, and I said, you know, like the other day, the Lord gave me a word for the president of the United States, George W. Bush. And it concerned the Iraqi war, but I don't know what to do with it because I don't know how to contact the president. But by faith, I wrote it down. I knew it was a word that I was to share with the president. But how do you get a hold of the president? I don't know, but I've got it down, and I put it down by faith. And this man said to me, Dale, that is not a problem. I grew up with George W. Bush. I was at the White House. I've spent many nights at the White House as his guest. I grew up. We were schoolmates. We were close friends. And I was sitting out on the balcony of the White House the other night. And my son has gone to work on Wall Street. And George W. Bush was asking me about my son, how he was doing. He said, I have his personal email address. And he said, if you will email me, and he gave me his email address, if you'll email me that prophetic word, I will assure you that before the day is over, that prophecy will be on President Bush's desk. I just went away from that conversation thinking, God, you are an amazing God, and all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. So I'm gonna call some names out here, and you have to receive these words by faith. I'm going to call for Tammy Bernie S. Tammy Bernie S. Too many people have underestimated you. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, they've tried to put you in a certain box. They've attempted to contain you. They've tried to determine your perimeters. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow this to happen. There are incredible things going on that is not limited to your church, not limited to your city, not limited to your town, not limited to your state, and not even limited to this nation. And so I just declare in Jesus' name, Tammy B.S., Tammy Bernie S., that God is at work in your life. There's no B.S. I'm telling you, God is at work. And Christine J., the Lord is stirring your spirit, and he's making all things new. Behold, the prophet said concerning the word of the Lord, behold, I make all things new. I declare new things are coming in your life. And the prophet declared, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. And so God is beginning to share secrets in your heart that were old, so the old things are becoming new, and the new things that you thought were new are becoming old. And so I declare there is a reversal taking place, but it's a God thing in Jesus' name. Deborah G.W. Deborah G.W. You just keep following the Lord. And there are many voices that are speaking into your life. One would say, go here, go there. And, you know, when we listen to the right voices, we make right choices. When we listen to wrong voices, we make wrong choices. So there's so many, many voices that are saying here and there. But there is a place of contentment. There is a place of fulfillment that God has for you, Deborah G.W. And John A., I declare that God has a wife for you there south of the border who will help carry the ministry, the call of God upon your life in Jesus' name. And Nancy P.J., I bless you. I declare in the name of Jesus that God is giving you connections with French-speaking people, CC. And you're going to have French connections. And anywhere there is any nation where they speak French, God is going to give you opportunity to make a connection. And so you've got to look at life through a broad lens, not a narrow lens, but a broad lens. And so I declare there's a new era of discovery taking place in your life. And Bridget K.G., I declare over you, Bridget K.G., that God has given you a love for scenery. He's also given you an artistic gift. He's given you a photography gift. And I just know that God is planting or expanding, whichever it may be. Sometimes he plants and sometimes he expands. But God is planting and expanding that in Jesus' name. Linda C.H., I declare that God has called you to be a woman of influence. You are a very influential woman, but just like it was with Queen Esther when she went to Solomon's place, she said the half has not been told. And so even though you have gained a lot of influence, Linda C.H., I declare the half has not been told as far as the influential arena that you are going to enter into. So make no small plans. And Robert B., I declare in Jesus' name that God is going to give you opportunities to minister to those in the Islam world, to those that practice Islam, to those that are in the Muslim world. There's going to be a special entrance that God is going to give you in that arena. And Melody U., I declare Melody U., you know, when you start calling people's names initials, sometimes it can get quite amazing and interesting, and sometimes quite unusual. Melody U., I declare that your name is right, that God put a melody in your heart even from your mother's womb. But there's been so many trials and tribulations and so many fiery difficulties that you have gone through that Satan has tried to totally rob you of all joy in your life. But I'm here to tell you that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And you must declare that that laughter is returning and a melodious rhythm is coming into your life. Find yourself waltzing and dancing through the house and even skipping a little bit. So I just release that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tierra, I just declare that God is putting you with a company of people that is going to recognize you as who you are, who you really are. And, you know, Moses, when he had that encounter with God on the backside of the desert, you know, he asked the question, who am I? And so many times, Tierra W., you're asking the question, who am I? And so the Holy Spirit is going to bring you into a company of people that is going to recognize you for who you are, who you really are. And when they recognize you, there will come a new release. So many people are bound because they have no release, but there's going to be a new release that's going to come into your life. And because of people that actually see you, they look at you and they say, hey, I know who you are. And so, wow, what a wonderful opportunity is coming your way. And so I just bless you, Tierra, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, I'm praying right now over, Jeannie R. Jeannie R. You know, God is a rewarder of faithfulness. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Jeannie, that you are a faithful person. You're faithful. And God is rewarding you. And He's also given you the gifting, the ability, the temperament to be content with small things. And you don't need lavish things. And it's amazing how God has brought you into this incredible aura of contentment, where you're able to live and be content with the simple things of life. And I declare you're going to teach other people how to do that, how to be content. Paul said, I've learned to be content, whatever state or whatever season I'm in. And, you know, that is, it's a tremendous gifting. It's something we learn. And so you have learned it, and you are going to teach other people how to do that. And Ben L., I bless you right now, Ben. I declare that God is at work in your life, and He's given you an incredible anointing to minister to young married people, given you an incredible anointing to speak to people that's trying to move into through their discovery zone. And they just cannot seem to get moving, get rolling. But God is going to use you in a very special way to be able to speak into their lives and help them get started. There's a lot of people, they just need a little push. They just need a little shove. And that's what you're going to be able to do. You're going to be able to give a little push, a little shove to help people get going. And used to, when I was a young person, you know, you couldn't, your car would die and you couldn't get it going. That's when we had, different transmission than we do now. So sometimes you just have to put it in neutral and say, would you shove me? We get on a hill, would you shove me? They would start pushing the car, and then I would put it in drive, and pow, it would start. So you're going to start giving people a little shove, and you're going to be a tremendous blessing to them in Jesus' name. And I'm speaking a blessing over you, Janet C. I declare in the name of the Lord over you, Janet C., that you're reaping a harvest of seed that was sown in days gone by for family members. And so I just bless you right now as you reap the harvest. There's a time to sow and there's a time to reap. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that God has moved you into a reaping season. What a tremendous opportunity just to be able to reap those things that God has placed in your hands. Okay, I'm going down the list. I want to remind you, listen to BPN Radio here on this Prophetic Thursday. So delighted to have you listening. And I'm going back from last week, some people that gave me their name and some people that are giving me their name today as well. I'm just going down my list here, and I'm looking. Boy, I've just got so many names, and I'm just so honored. I'm so honored that you would leave me your name on Facebook, or you would send it to me via email at breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. Tammy Dunaway R. Tammy. Wow, what an open road you have to drive on. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying over you, no limits, no limits. There's no limits. And God has taken off the speed limit out of your life, and you're going to be able to drive, run at breakneck speed. So many, many things are going to begin to happen. But God is, it's not going to be an aura of confusion. You're not going to be confused. It's going to be, God's going to give you an incredible path to run on that's going to be quite amazing. And I'm really excited for you. And so the theme of yours is no limits. And Tracy E.O., I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Tracy, that there is amazing opportunities that are coming your way. In fact, I believe that you are now in a time of promotion. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, go. 1, 2, 3, go. And there's going to be 3 consecutive promotions that are going to come your way. That's going to be quite amazing. Quite amazing. Connie S., I'm praying over you right now in Jesus' name. And God is setting you free from 2 or 3 people that have tried to dominate, control, manipulate your life. And God is setting you free from those people that call you their best friend, but they are not really your friend. I know that's a pretty powerful word, but you meditate on that. And I'm prophesying over Caitlin M. Caitlin M., I bless you right now in the name of Jesus. You're a very diligent woman with incredible management giftings. You have incredible gifts of administration, and I declare that you're going to be able to put things together in an amazing way. Laura A., I pray over you, Laura. God has brought you into a new territory. These are pioneer days. These are days when there's going to be lots of bewilderment around. You're going to say, I'm in a season that I've never been in. I don't quite comprehend. I'm not sure how to function in this new season. But you must understand that God is going to speak to you in that still, small voice. That still, small voice. In Jesus' name. And as you are still, he is going to speak to you in a still, small voice. I want to say to those of you, I love, somebody said, how do you prepare to receive a word from the Lord? You know, with my prophetic ministry, people want to know, well, I allow myself to get real still. You know, I don't visit with people. I don't try to handle business before I minister, before I just spend time with the Holy Ghost. I pray in tongues. I pray in the Spirit, and I allow myself to get really still. And so I'm not visiting with people before I minister. I'm not carrying on conversations. I'm not making phone calls. I may be communicating with those that are working with me here on BPN Radio, but I allow myself to get real still. And today I just got in a hot bathtub, and I turned on this song, and it really, I don't know how many times it played, but I'm going to play it right now. And you say, well, you know, are you giving prophetic words? Absolutely, I'm going to give more. But I believe this is a word for God for some people right now. You listen to the words of this song. By the Scott family. And I'll be right back. Listen now.
I believe that you are God alone. But sometimes I still try to take control. 'Cause I get scared when I can't see the end. And all you want from me is to let go. You're parting waters, making a way for me. You're moving mountains that I don't even see. You've answered my prayer before I even speak. before I bring my need. 'Cause there's no fear you've not already seen. I rest my heart on all your promises. 'Cause I have seen and know your faithfulness.
Just happens to be still right now, in Jesus' name. Kibrisha mato riisha bekarama arbe ite, lamando uriba utisikataba atai. Boy, I like to get still before God. I love to be still before Him and let Him speak. What if He doesn't say anything? But what if He does? What if He does? If He does, I'm going to write it down. Because I know that one word from God can change our lives forever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name, I pray for you, Marty. I'm going to call your last name, Marty Garner. And Gene and I love Marty. You know, there was a season, and to everything there is a season, but there was a season of our lives when we ministered at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas for several years. And I went there in 1985 and then left in 1987. 3 years later, I prophesied there was a man by the name of Mike Hankins, that would be the pastor of that church. And through a series of miracles, it happened. And Mike invited me to come 1990 for a prayer revival. It lasted for 11 weeks, right through November, Christmas, January into February, and then I served as a prophetic voice there for several years. But Marty was, and her husband was a vital part of that church. I just wanted to say over you, Marty, that God is at work in your life. The anointing that was on you in those years that I saw clearly is a double anointing on you now. There is a double anointing upon you. And God is going to use you in prayer and prophetic in most unusual ways. And I just declare there's an impartation, because I know that I laid hands on you many, many times. And I want to say to people that were a part of Church on the Rock in Rockwall, I want to say to you, because for several years, Gene and I were a part of that, and even though that church no longer exists, at one time it was the fastest growing church in America. And we saw amazing things happen there. And I just want to say that there is a mantle that rests upon you that were a part of Church on the Rock in those days from 85 to 95 or through there. Just a special anointing, 85 to 95. And I just declare that God is at work. There's a mantle. God is doing something. And he's raising up another army. There was a major prayer army there. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying he's raising up a major army out of the dry bones. Because so many people, through disappointments and hurts and malfunctions, so many people got wounded. So many people they're a part of the dry bones that the prophet Ezekiel saw there in Ezekiel 37. They're just part of that dry bones. But I just declare in the name of Jesus, I speak to those dry bones, hallelujah, that were once alive at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas for so long. People have got discouraged, backslid, gone away from God, filled with misunderstandings, totally incapacitated as far as the spiritual realm is concerned. I call you forth now. I call a mighty army. I speak in the name of Jesus. The Lord said to Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy over those dry bones. And the Bible said that when Ezekiel, in obedience to the voice of the Lord, begin to prophesy, those bones begin to awaken. They begin to come together, bone upon bone, and they stood upon their feet. The Bible said a mighty army. I'm declaring that the army of dry bones from Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, even though that congregation does not exist any longer, I declare in the name of Jesus that a great army of prayers and intercessors and miracle workers are rising, along with you, Marty, and many others, are rising as a mighty army to do great exploits for God. And God is choosing, you say, well, you know, what about me? No, it's not even important who your name is or what your face looks like. We've gotten older, and some of us have gotten older and uglier. Huh? But it's not a problem. That's why I love to be on radio, because you can't tell how ugly how ugly I really am, because I'm behind this microphone. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a dawning of a new day, and I'm speaking to the members who were part of Church on the Rock, like from 1980 to 1995. And I'm declaring there's an army of prayers, prayer leaders, intercessors, miracle workers coming out, including you, Marty Garner. I called your full name. And Brian K, I, in the name of Jesus, there is an anointing upon you to minister to people that are in business. And God is going to bring you to the forefront of the marketplace. He's going to give you incredible revelation concerning business deals and business situations. Isn't it amazing that we have a new president, a new leader that is a businessman? And there are opportunities that are coming into the hands of business people that is absolutely going to be amazing. And so, you know, we have a couple that has just started that are business people, friends of ours, Ian and Allison Kieber. They're on every Friday at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock on BPN radio. You need to tune in 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock on Fridays. And, they're amazing. And, you need to tune in. All you business people, I am telling you, there are amazing things happening in your life. And I'm talking about you, Lewis and Patty. Lewis and Patty, there are no small things that are happening in your life. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you are not to despise the day of small things. You're not to despise the day of small beginnings. And Julie R., there is a place, a certain place, and a certain day, a certain hour. And Deborah Burkett, a daughter of Jim and Pam Burkett. Deborah, God is making up for lost time. And the voice of accusation, voices that have been accusing you for so long, have been broken. In Jesus' name. And you're not to remember the former things, neither consider the things of old, because God is doing a new thing in your life, Deborah. And you are not to go out searching, for God is bringing you the desires of your heart. And Sandy M., God is positioning you for that breakout time. He is positioning you for that breakout event. I'm talking about event that's going to happen in your life, in Jesus' name. And Deborah B., the voice of the Lord is speaking to you in great clarity. And I just see a loud voice coming into your life that will speak loudly and clearly to you. And it's going to be quite amazing, quite amazing. I bless you and release that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Valerie N., you're a woman of great adventure. And God knows that He has put that adventuresome spirit in your life. And God is opening up new adventures. You have an incredible pioneer spirit. There's museum keepers. There is settlers. And then there are pioneers. And you are a pioneer. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name, because you have that pioneer spirit that is in motion, in operation in your life. And Martha S., you have asked over and over again. You've been very diligent. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you've been very diligent in seeking the will of God. And the mark, there's a great mark of obedience in your life. But God understands that you have kept knocking and knocking, knowing that there is a certain place, a certain gifting in your life, and God has not ignored your voice. He wants you to know today that He has not ignored your voice. And so I bless you in Jesus' name. And I have a word for Alohasea in the name of Jesus. P. P is your last initial. I bless you right now. I declare there's favor on your life. And you just say, I don't understand the favor. It's on my life. And sometimes you have a very difficult time receiving the favor that you are receiving and is being offered to you. And so I hear the Holy Ghost saying, yeah, just receive it. Accept it. Because this is a season of great favor in your life. And I pray for every one of you that are listening today. I've not been able to give you a prophetic word, but I declare that God is at work. And if you will keep being still and praying and seeking the face of God, He will speak to you. And then you'll begin to see what you're hearing. And then you will begin to say what you're seeing and hearing. And then you will begin to do what you are saying and seeing and hearing. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And don't forget, programming continues here on BPN Radio around the clock. And don't forget, my granddaughter and I, we have music and prayer every midnight to 5 a.m. on BPN Radio. And it's music to sleep by, music to pray by, music to work by. But all throughout the day, Dr. Ron Lester, who is the author of the book, I'm Blind, What's Your Excuse, is on today at 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. The news is next with Delvin Kinzer. And then this broadcast will be repeated throughout the day here on BPN Radio. If you would like to make a contribution, our announcer is about to tell you how to do it. And don't forget Prophetic Tuesday next week. Keep listening on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.